Chapter 4. Intimidated by the Crowd. January to February 2009, Washington, D.C. It's the first 10 days of his presidency, and Obama goes to the Pentagon. He walks into a room on the second floor known as the Tank. The Tank is sacred. The Tank is where the serious matters of state are discussed. The highly classified conversations, says a U.S. military official. The Tank gets its name from where it started, in the basement, Dr. Strangelove-like, but now it's upstairs in the E-ring with a blonde wood table and big leather armchairs. It's legendary. Secretary of Defense Bob Gates makes sure to go to the Tank once a week. Rumsfeld didn't. Rumsfeld made the generals come to him. Gates is wiser. He goes to them like he's coming to kiss the ring of the Godfathers, says a Pentagon official. The president works the room, speaking to Joint Chiefs of Staff Admiral Mike Mullen and about 10 other senior military officials, including a 3-star general named Stan McChrystal. Gates follows behind him. Obama doesn't seem quite right, McChrystal will recall. He isn't acting like a strong leader. He seems intimidated by the crowd, a senior military official who attended the meeting will tell me. He's acting like a Democrat who thinks he's walking into a room full of Republicans, a senior military official added. You could tell he was tentative. Obama's mistake. Despite being very impressive, he's not comfortable with the military, McChrystal thinks. He made a bad read, continues the senior military official who attended the meeting. We wanted to be led. We would have been putty in his hands. McChrystal would share similar feelings with his staff, telling them that Obama seemed intimidated and uncomfortable. Obama doesn't get the military culture, military officials will say privately. They don't think he likes them or supports them. They sense weakness. Obama doesn't have the feel. There are questions from the highest to lowest ranks. He's a wimp, Barack Hussein Obama. One Marine unit teaches a local Afghan kid to call an African-American female Marine raccoon or Obama. I've heard other white soldiers refer to him as...